Today, energy from nuclear power plants provides for roughly a third of the Czech Republic's total energy consumption. There are, in fact, 6 operating nuclear power plant units. 4 of them have been operating for 20 years in Dukovany, and 2 of them have been operating for almost 10 years in Temelín in South Bohemia. The rest of the Czech Republic's energy needs are met by domestic coal as well as imported gas. But the country has recently begun to wrestle with how it will meet its energy needs in the future, and more nuclear power seems to be topping the list of options. Yet nuclear power remains an understandably controversial choice, with both domestic opponents as well as the country's vocal non-nuclear neighbour, Austria, wanting to steer the country clear of this option. Dana Drábová is the chairwoman of the State Institute for Nuclear Safety. She believes that nuclear power is likely to be a key part of the country's energy mix for some time.
Nuclear power plants are a substantial part of Czech Republic energy mix, and for next several decades it will be so, because the expected operating lifetime of power plants is now around 50 years. So the main condition for a nuclear power plant's operation here in Czech Republic, and it's well recognized by the government, is high level of nuclear safety.
Václav Pačes is the head of the Czech Academy of Sciences. He has been tasked by the government to prepare a forecast for the Czech Republic's energy future up to 2030 and a so-called vision extending as far as 2050. In the report delivered to the government this year, a recommendation was made for more nuclear power, which would move the country away from imports from geopolitically sensitive Russia, and also more clean coal technology.
What the Czech Republic must really decide is whether we are going to be exporter or importer of energy in the future. And our analysis shows that one of the main problems that the Czech Republic is going to face is heating. We have enough brown coal in this country, but there are limits of mining brown coal. And if these limits will be maintained, then in the maybe 40 years, there will be no domestic coal that could be used by our power stations, and less even to our heating stations.
And what about the controversial option for more nuclear power?
What we propose is that the government really should open a serious discussion on building a nuclear power plant. Whether it will be in Temelín or other locations, we don't discuss. That will be 2 blocks. 2 1,000 megawatt blocks, and that if they are built, then it would be almost 60% of our electric energy would be covered by nuclear.
Much of the other 40% would then be provided by coal, albeit with more efficient refitted systems to increase efficiency and lower pollution. Meanwhile, non-nuclear Austria remains the most vocal critic of Czech nuclear power, with both Temelín and Dukovany uncomfortably close to its borders. Austria is attempting to address its energy future with a greater reliance on natural gas, but may not be able to fulfil its Kyoto Treaty commitments to lower CO2 emissions. The Czech Republic, with its far more carbon-friendly nuclear power, as well as its post-communist clean-up, is likely to fare far better in cutting its CO2 emissions short-term. Jakub Kašpar is a spokesperson for the Czech Environment Ministry, currently in the hands of the Green Party and its leader Martin Bursík. Both are strongly opposed to any nuclear expansion in the Czech Republic.
Nuclear energy has some serious problems. The first one is that it is very centralized, and we will need much more decentralized production of energy and electricity especially. The second reason is that nuclear is very expensive in terms of investment costs. Not one of the 2 existing power plants was built without a state budget, and we are not convinced that such investments from the state are effective ones.
Building a nuclear power station takes 10 to 15 years and would indeed be a significant commitment for the Czech Republic. But Jakub Kašpar points to an even greater concern about the Czech nuclear industry.
Most serious problem is that the nuclear energy didn't solve the problem of the used fuel, and there is no stable deposit of the burnt fuel from our nuclear power plants in the Czech Republic. It is now just in the interim storage in Temelin and in Dukovany, but there is not a stable one. That's the problem we have to take to account when we are planning a new future of the energy mix.
And no Czech municipality wants to create a permanent storage site for nuclear waste. The arguments are often that geological conditions prevent such facilities from being housed in certain places, but the fact that constituents would likely boot out any local government that seriously proposed such a site are equally valid. Jakub Kašpar believes that the solution lies in efficiency savings.
The Czech economy is very energy intensive. It is 45% more intensive than is the EU average. It means that we have very huge energy source in energy savings. And in our point of view, we have to use this kind of source before we will plan something so expensive.
The Czech Republic currently produces about 6% of its energy from renewable energy sources, about half of what some analysts believe is available. But there are limits. Unlike northern Germany, wind power prospects are limited. And unlike Austria, hydroelectric power is also not viewed as widely feasible. So, despite the opposition, is more nuclear power inevitable? Dana Drábová of the State Institute for Nuclear Safety believes that it is a logical choice.
What concerns possible new builds, it's still open question. Energy community would rather support the strategy to have one or two more units because our domestic resources are very, very limited. And we have quite a lot coal-fired power plants depending on rather bad quality light coal. It means from the point of view of climate change, it's legitimate to seek low emission technologies.
Science Academy head Václav Bacsess agrees and believes that opposition to this choice is overstated.
The general feeling in this country is that we need nuclear energy, and vast majority of people support it in the Czech Republic. So we are fortunate in this that we do not even have a very fundamental group. So this country, for building two new blocks in Temelin, for instance, or other in other locations, the society would accept it and even support it.
The government's official energy conception, something that all of the coalition parties, including the Greens, have agreed upon, makes clear that shutting down the existing nuclear power plants at Temelin and Dukovany is out of the question. However, there is also a specific guarantee that no new nuclear power plants will be built. The very existence of the current government actually depends on that latter provision. Jakub Kašpar again.
We strongly mean that the country is able to meet its future demand of electricity without new reactors. We, of course, can discuss about new reactors of the fourth generation, of the fifth generation. We can speak about ITER, but we don't think that there is a real reason to speak about new reactors of the current generation. We very strongly oppose new reactors building or construction in the Czech Republic.
But Dana Drábová believes that without nuclear power, the country will face some very serious problems.
If every third electric bulb is on due to nuclear power plants, it will be very difficult to change this energy mix in the short term. I expect that the nuclear power plants will be a part of energy mix for next few decades.
She also argues that inherent risk is not necessarily inherent danger.
I think the future is to use everything in proper balance. What is technologically mature, and nuclear energy, of course, is, after some 50 years of operation in the world, but it's a part of the mix. And in the mix, there should be green energy, there should be renewable sources, but nobody in the world knows a clean source of energy. Every source we can use has benefits and, on the other hand, risks.